731 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Joined on the line now by Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, as like October, there will be three November meetings of P&Z. We'll get a recap from Pat on last night's meeting. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting, if you could.
Yes. So last night, this was the additional meeting we added to November, mostly to take care of, it was mostly related to the last meeting on the 13th, which had some large discussions about the rink and Mason Street. So we started off again with the rink, the municipal improvement, and the possible decision on the preliminary site plan. The commission ultimately, with the short turnaround last week, decided that they were not going to vote on the site plan, but they did have the MI open and needed to extend that out. It's on a different timeline statutorily than the other applications. So last night we did have a brief discussion about the MI with residents and amongst the commission, and they voted to extend out to the end of the year on the MI, and we'll take up the site plan at a future meeting to be determined yet. They have 65 days, so it would be somewhere before the end of the year, but may not be the 26th. Then we had a return of Greenwich American. This is three applications together, the zoning text amendment, a zoning map amendment, and a final site plan. This has been an application that's been pending in different forms since 2023. 198 units up at One American Lane, which is the former Greenwich American Center. Current Greenwich American Center, former American Can headquarters. The text amendment is related to some language in the adopted regulations for this zone to allow residential. There was a limit on the number of attached units that could be proposed. The applicant, in an attempt to create a better layout, was hoping to get an additional unit that attached, so four units in a row. Also some math errors or some clarity on how the payment in lieu would work. So that's the first discussion point. Not a lot on there. It's very matter of fact, so it was just a short discussion. The next was the application of the zone. So the overlay zone, which allows for residential use if applied, was created, like I said, in 2023. It has not been applied yet, although the regulations are in the book, to this property as we're working through the site, or the commission is working through the site plan issues. Next was the site plan. There's just a lot of work on the property, large drainage of designs going on, and our town, you know, we take great pride in being able to review and have a high standards for the drainage manual that we apply to all new developments. It's just taken a lot of work for both parties to get the nits and nats done. Not to mention this is on well water, and a wastewater treatment plant that exists there now would have to be improved and expanded to obviously handle the effluent of the new residences. So all those studies are being examined. There's a considerable amount of effort being done to get those answers addressed, but there's still a few outstanding items. Our neighbors to the north and west and North Castle have concerns. I mean, this property is very remote from Greenwich. You know, you have to actually drive through New York to get there. And they're concerned that these new residences will, while they will frequent their downtown in Armonk, they may exacerbate or create parking and traffic problems. There's not a whole lot of evidence to suggest that, as this would have been, if fully occupied, would be a very busy office park or corporate headquarters, just like many others on King Street in Armonk. But again, they are concerned in Armonk, and they've been making themselves known. The commission still left the item open. There's just a little bit of a gap to get to complete comfort with the execution if approved. Some issues with knowing if the fire trucks are going to be able to move through the development, just a few turning radiuses, as they say, that are probably workable but are not executed yet. And that was the discussion there. Next, we had Carolyn and David Hahn. This property is a repeat at 257 Sound Beach Avenue. It is actually a residential property that is to the rear of the commercial strip on Sound Beach Ave and abuts the parking lot behind CVS and Old Greenwich School. It's been a house for a while. New property owners are trying to activate it as retail, which is permitted as it is in a retail zone. However, it's not very accessible. It's a very narrow street, and there's just been not a lot of on-street parking. The previous idea was to have some sort of class-based retail there. That was found to be probably problematic because of the access. Now it's coming back as a retail first floor and storage on the upper floor, which is also permitted in the zone. Commission was trying to implore the applicant to think about residential units, at least in the property. It seems like a good fit. They say the marketing of it has been just not adequate for that type of use. So, but again, it is something that's permitted and could be at a later date. So commission voted to approve the application for the change of use, and that was the one decision we did make last night. Nine Glenville is back. It was back again last night. This is at the corner of Angeles and Glenville Street in Glenville, a multifamily development kind of up on the rock behind there. Originally came in as a mixed-use retail first floor. Apartments above, the commission and the applicant sort of suggested that maybe an all residential building would be a better fit, less traffic. The topography of the site doesn't then lend itself to being a very attractive contributor to the Glenville Business District over there. And they revised it and they came back with this plan. The commission continues, as well as neighbors, about this, the massive site work. This is on a very ledge-filled site. There will be a lot of rock excavation needed to create the basements and the parking and all the accoutrements to the project. Commission was trying to find some way to help the applicant see a way to make it more green, as they say, less site disturbance. However, the application does, for all intents and purposes, meet the regulations when it comes to coverage and floor area and setbacks and all the rest. So the commission wanted to think about it. A lot of public input as well. So they left the item open. They closed the item and will be voting at it at a later meeting. So, again, 9 Glenville was closed. Vote to be coming at a later date. Nightingale Partners was a postponement. And then just down the street from Glenville, Indian Spring Road is a pre-app to talk about lot consolidation or reorganization of an approved subdivision. A property owner over there is looking to buy one of the lots in the approved subdivision on Rockfield Lane and make it part of their adjacent lot, and this is the pre-app to just talk about the logistics of that. So nothing done there except a discussion, but that will be back at one of our future meetings. And that was about it.
All right. So next meeting is what, the 26th, a couple days before Thanksgiving, next Tuesday. Yep. Is that right, Pat?
Yep, correct.
Anything to talk about yet?
We're going to be talking about the Greenwich Village District. Country Day School will be in with their new design for, this is the Stanwich Road campus, their auditorium at the upper school, the high school property. We'll also be talking about Berkeley Insurance Company and their redevelopment down a little bit farther down on Steamboat Road. And we have an historic overlay and redevelopment at 49 Sherwood in the 4th Ward in Central Greenwich. So those are some of the big hitters. I can't forget this. Sorry. And then Mason Street, Havemeyer Place in Mason Street, the Armory Building, the new iteration with six dwelling units on the property, hopes to be back to talk about their site plan application. So it's a big agenda again, but it's a potpourri of stuff right now. So,
all right, Mason Street, hot area because. That's Havemeyer. That is not the 830G that you're...
That is not the... Yeah, right, correct. Yeah. Yep, it is up the street and around the corner, as they say.
All right. Pat, appreciate your time. Thanks very much. And I guess we'll talk next Wednesday morning, right?
We'll do it again next Wednesday, Tony. Right. Thank you.
Take care, Pat. Have a good.
You too.
That's Pat LaRoe, Director of P&Z, Town of Greenwich. On